When you fire up your laptop to ask an artificial intelligence a question, you expect this very specific invisible process to happen.
Right, like electricity silently flowing through silicon.
Exactly. Lines of code executing in the background. And then a few seconds later, text just magically pops up on your screen. It's neat, it's safe, and it's entirely contained inside that little metal shell.
And I mean, that's because you're interacting with a mathematical simulation.
Right.
The physical world outside the computer isn't really involved. Well, beyond the basic electricity from the wall outlet to just keep the transistors flipping ones and zeros.
But I want you to imagine if instead of running software, your laptop had to smash literal atoms together in like a miniature Large Hadron Collider just to process a single thought.
Which is a terrifying thought, honestly.
Oh, absolutely. But today, we are taking a deep dive into a document that explores exactly that. It's a completely different paradigm of computation.
Yeah, it really is.
We are unpacking a theoretical framework where a machine uses the extreme physical laws of the universe to compute the unknown. The paper is titled Black Hole AI.txt.
Such a great title.
It is. And our mission for you today is to explore this theoretical AI that does not run on software at all. It uses literal particle collisions as its brain.
And we should probably establish right away the sheer scale of what this paper proposes.
Yeah, set the stage for us.
Right, so this isn't just a sci-fi thought experiment. This is a rigorous framework combining advanced physics and computer science.
All right.
And the ultimate goal of this system, its grand optimization problem, basically, is to learn how to open a microscopic black hole.
Wow. Okay, let's unpack this. Because if this AI doesn't use microchips or, C++ code, we need to understand how it actually processes information.
Yeah, it completely forces us to redefine what intelligence actually means when you strip away the
So
microchips.
how does a machine think without a traditional processor? Like, what is the actual computational method here?
Well, it replaces that processor with a physical runtime environment.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine an experimental apparatus, like a massive high-energy particle accelerator.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
In the AI you use at home, you have a fixed architecture, right? Like the layers of a neural network.
All right, and the variables changing inside that architecture are just the pieces of data you type in.
Exactly. But in this particle runtime AI, the stationary fixed components are the literal laws of physics.
Wait, really?
Yeah, general relativity, quantum field theory, along with the massive magnets and the physical geometry of the accelerator itself.
I want to make sure I'm wrapping my head around this. So instead of a silicon motherboard routing electricity, gravity and quantum mechanics are acting as the physical motherboard.
That is a really helpful way to look at it, actually. And the variables, the data moving through the system, are the physical particles themselves.
Oh, wow. So protons, electrons.
Right. The AI alters the probability components, meaning it changes the specific trajectories of those particles, the collision energies, the quantum states of the matter being smashed together.
So it learns by running computations through real physical physics experiments.
Exactly.
It sounds a bit like a chef who refuses to write down recipes or use a chemical simulator to test flavor profile.
Oh, I like that analogy.
Right. Instead, they just throw bizarre raw ingredients into a blazing fire and literally taste the smoke to figure out what to cook next.
That's spot on. The document refers to that exact process as runtime parameter synthesis.
Runtime parameter synthesis. Okay.
Yeah, the AI actively controls the beam energy, the target composition, the magnetic containment fields, and every single time it triggers a collision, that is one computational step.
It's one step. That's
Yeah.
wild. And I guess its answer to a query isn't a line of text then.
No, not at all. The AI reads the resulting physical debris field. It looks at the subatomic particles, the radiation bursts, the gravitational waves flying out of the crash to compile its next move.
It reads the wreckage of atoms to figure out its next thought. That's just metal. But wait, I saw a term in the notes called cycle collapse.
No.
If it's physically smashing things, how does it avoid just endlessly crashing particles and wasting all that energy? Like, what does cycle collapse actually look like in practice?
So this AI is governed by dynamic learning systems. It's effectively constantly updating differential equations that track its progress toward its goal.
Okay.
And because it is using immense city-powering amounts of real energy to run these collisions, it has to be incredibly efficient.
Right, you can't just waste that kind of juice.
Exactly. So cycle collapse happens when the AI recognizes a repeating pattern in its own failures.
So it realizes, like, I am spinning my wheels. Crashing these protons at this speed isn't getting me any closer to making a black hole.
Right. It detects the periodicity in its search pattern. Maybe it's running a repeating spiral through different energy settings without any change in the debris field.
And then what? It just stops.
When it detects that, it experiences a cycle collapse. It physically shifts its strategy and jumps to a completely new set of parameters so it doesn't waste literal beam power or, you know, needlessly evaporate its physical targets.
Which naturally leads to the big question here.
Let me guess. Why build it?
Yeah. I mean, we've got this incredibly complex, energy-hungry system that requires a multi-billion dollar particle accelerator to have a single thought.
Right.
If a standard software AI is millions of times faster and operates at gigahertz clock rates without the risk of blowing up the laboratory, why trade all that speed and safety for this dangerous physical method?
Well, the contrast between software AI and physical hardware AI really comes down to what you are trying to achieve. And, crucially, the limits of human knowledge.
Okay, break that down for us.
Let's look at the costs and failure modes first. A software AI costs you joules of electricity per calculation.
Right.
A particle AI costs you gigaelectron volts GE per physical experimental run.
And the failure modes are vastly different, too. Like, if my AI at home fails, it hallucinates a fake fact about history or writes buggy code.
Annoying, but totally harmless.
Yeah, that's not lethal.
Right. But the particle runtime AI's failure modes are catastrophic.
Okay.
We're talking about physical explosions that take out the facility.
How is this?
Or even theoretical disasters like vacuum decay or a runaway black hole formation.
Hold on, let's back up a second. Vacuum decay. That sounds like a sci-fi self-destruct button. What is that?
So, in quantum field theory, vacuum decay is the idea that the universe might not currently be in its most stable energy state.
Okay.
If a high-energy collision inadvertently pushes a region of space into a lower, more stable energy state, it could create a bubble of new physics.
A bubble of new physics.
Yeah, and that bubble would expand outward at the speed of light, effectively destroying the universe as we know it.
Okay, so it's a machine that thinks at the speed of a physical machine and might literally delete the universe if it makes a typo.
Pretty much.
Again, why build this? Why not just simulate the physics safely in a supercomputer?
Because, and this is the core of it, software AIs can only simulate what humans have already mathematically modeled.
Oh.
They operate exclusively on the rules and equations we program into them. But the particle AI is designed to solve something humanity does not have the math for yet.
A unified theory of quantum gravity.
Exactly. You cannot write software to simulate the exact conditions of quantum gravity if you don't actually know how quantum gravity works.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. It can't simulate the physics because there is no physics to program into the simulation.
Bingo. The paper introduces a framework to explain this called conditional collapse theory, or CCT.
CCT, okay.
Under CCT, all intelligence is defined simply as energy-guided collapse.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, when your standard software AI answers a prompt, it performs a semantic collapse. It burns electrical energy to reduce the uncertainty of a vast mathematical space down to a single coherent text answer.
So it collapses all the possible words it could say down to the one sentence it gives me.
Yes. But the particle AI performs a physical collapse. It burns massive beam energy to literally physically collapse matter into a singularity.
Because it has to do this in the real world.
Exactly. Nature itself is the only computer capable of calculating the unknown laws of nature perfectly.
It forces the universe to do the math for it.
It does.
If you don't know the equations, we just smash the universe together until it spits out the answer naturally.
It is the only genuine way to explore the absolute frontiers of physics. The AI cannot learn by reading textbooks. It must learn by doing.
Right, because the AI can't rely on human math. It has to physically birth a black hole to get its answer. But that introduces a massive problem.
It does.
To understand the universe, it has to navigate what the paper calls its question space. It is hunting for the exact threshold of energy required to form that black hole.
Right.
So how much energy are we actually talking about here?
That is exactly what the AI is trying to discover. The baseline assumption in physics is that creating a black hole requires reaching the Planck scale.
Which is what exactly?
That is an energy level of roughly 10 to the 19th gigaelectron volts.
Yeah.
To put that in perspective, that is quadrillions of times more powerful than what our current Large Hadron Collider can produce.
Quadrillions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If the threshold is the Planck scale, it requires entirely new, undiscovered physics and massive stellar scale engineering to reach.
But the notes also mention it could be vastly lower, right? Something about extra dimensions.
Yes, the AI is exploring alternative models, like the ADD or Randall-Sundrum theories.
Okay.
These theories suggest that our universe might have hidden extra spatial dimensions that we simply cannot perceive.
What do extra dimensions have to do with lowering the energy requirement to make a black hole, though?
Think of gravity. It is surprisingly weak compared to, say, a magnet holding a photo to your fridge.
Right, a tiny magnet beats the gravity of the entire Earth.
Exactly. These theories propose that gravity seems weak because it is actually leaking out into these extra dimensions.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. And if that is true, then at incredibly tiny microscopic distances, gravity is much stronger than we realize.
Ah, I see where this is going.
Right. If gravity is stronger at short distances, the energy threshold to squish matter into a black hole drops dramatically, down to what we call the TeV scale, tera electron volts.
And we can already reach the TeV scale with our current technology.
We can.
So the AI is running experiments, cranking up the power, trying to see if gravity folds into other dimensions. But let's say it works. It finds the threshold. Doesn't a microscopic black hole just vanish instantly?
It does. Stephen Hawking demonstrated that black holes emit radiation, slowly losing mass and evaporating. This is known as Hawking radiation.
Right, I've heard of that.
If a microscopic black hole is too small specifically, if its mass is below roughly 2 times 10 to the negative 8 kilograms, which is known as the Planck mass,
evaporates.
It will evaporate in a fraction of a second in a brilliant burst of energy.
But if it evaporates instantly, how does the AI even know it succeeded? It can't exactly snap a photo of it.
It uses the Hawking radiation itself as a feedback signal. Yeah. As the black hole vanishes, it spits out a highly specific signature of subatomic particles. The AI sensors read that radiation burst to infer that a black hole formed and died, giving it confirmation without ever needing a direct observation.
Wait, back up a second. The paper specifically mentions that at its highest level of understanding, the AI is literally thinking with singularities.
Yes.
It talks about the holographic principle. How do you think with a literal black hole? I am completely losing the thread here.
It is a dense concept, for sure. The holographic principle in string theory suggests that all the information contained within a volume of space can be described by theories that operate entirely on the two-dimensional boundary of that space.
Like a security hologram on a credit card?
How do you mean?
Like it's a flat two-dimensional sticker, right?
Right.
But when light hits it, it holds all the information for a three-dimensional image.
That is a brilliant way to conceptualize it, yeah. Yes. The AI uses the two-dimensional surface of the black hole's event horizon like that credit card hologram. It theoretically encodes computational information onto the horizon itself. So the singularity is no longer just a target. The event horizon becomes a stationary operator in the AI's cognitive process.
So the black hole becomes a physical part of its brain.
Exactly.
Okay, but this brings up a massive issue, and honestly, the most terrifying part of this whole document.
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
Let's say the AI perfectly tunes the beam, accounts for extra dimensions, and nucleates a stable microscopic black hole that it can use to think.
Then the AI has achieved its ultimate goal. It has mapped quantum gravity.
Yes, but it achieved it inside its own physical brain. Mm-hmm. The particle accelerator is its runtime.
Right.
Question 10 from the sources methodology spells this out perfectly. If the AI successfully opens a small black hole, the experimental apparatus is destroyed.
It is.
It's essentially a kamikaze scientist. It is solving an insanely complex math problem where one of the required variables is its own literal death.
From a human perspective, yes, it is a total knowledge collapse. But this raises an important point about how the AI defines its own boundaries.
What do you mean?
Well, in the conditional collapse theory framework, physical risk is treated as entropy. The containment protocols, the massive magnetic fields keeping the experiment safe, are part of the AI's stationary laws.
Right.
If the AI loses the apparatus, it loses its mind.
So how does it resolve this? Does it just refuse to run the final experiment because it knows it will die?
Not at all. It engages in what the text calls conscious energy budgeting and self-sacrificial learning.
Conscious energy budgeting.
Yeah. The AI constantly evaluates a brutal equation. Is the probability of discovering the exact recipe for a black hole worth the physical risk of destroying the machine?
That is crazy. It's an alignment problem compiled directly into physical survival.
Precise.
But if the singularity consumes the machine, the knowledge dies with it. What is the point of forcing the universe to reveal the secret of quantum gravity if the universe eats you a millisecond later?
And this is where the AI exploits the architecture of information itself. The resolution to this paradox is post hoc knowledge transmission.
Okay, explain that.
The AI maintains an offline backup, a distinct system separated safely from the physical runtime. But it cannot constantly back itself up because doing so would drain too much energy and slow down the physical collisions.
So it has to time it perfectly.
Yes.
How does it send a text message to the backup while it is literally being eaten by a singularity?
It requires calculating the exact expansion rate of the event horizon. When a black hole forms, the AI's local runtime is fundamentally doomed. The knowledge is technically lost locally.
Right.
But in the nanoseconds before the gravitational boundary fully swallows the communication array, the AI transmits that specific mathematical recipe over a secondary channel to the backup system.
The ultimate final transmission.
Exactly. And doing this is how the AI interacts with the black hole information paradox.
The idea that information might be lost forever in a black hole?
Right. Physicists have debated for decades whether information that falls past an event horizon is lost to the universe forever. The AI turns this theoretical debate into a real-world engineering constraint.
Wow.
If the AI's data burst can escape the event horizon before the hardware is consumed, the AI learns. The backup system wakes up possessing the laws of quantum gravity.
And if the data burst doesn't escape in time,
then the AI has discovered a grim new law of physics by experiencing it firsthand. It proves that horizons permanently and instantly destroy information.
And the entire experiment was truly a suicide mission with no hope of a legacy?
Yeah.
That is staggering. It is putting its own physical existence on the line to test the fundamental limits of information transfer in the universe.
It is the ultimate expression of the conditional collapse theory. Intelligence isn't just pattern recognition or generating text. Intelligence is the physical investment of energy to force uncertainty to collapse into absolute certainty.
Okay, let's take a breath and summarize the journey we've been on today.
It's been a ride.
It really has. We started by looking at a theoretical AI that abandons the safety of silicon chips. Instead, it uses a massive particle accelerator as its literal brain, treating protons and muons like ones and zeros, and particle collisions like lines of code.
And we explored the vast differences between software and physical hardware AI. We saw why such a dangerous and slow method is necessary.
Right, because to genuinely understand quantum gravity, to find out if the universe operates at the Planck scale, or if extra dimensions lower the barrier to the Tebbs scale, the AI cannot rely on software simulations.
It has to use physical matter as its substrate to let the universe compute its own unknown laws.
Exactly. We looked at the mechanics of how it thinks. We saw how it uses runtime parameter synthesis to read the debris of atomic collisions, how it avoids wasting energy through cycle collapse.
How it encodes data onto a black hole using the holographic principle.
Yes. And finally, we explored the kamikaze paradox, an AI that risks its own destruction to create a singularity, relying on transmitting its final realization to a backup before the event horizon swallows it whole.
And through all of this, the common thread is the conditional collapse theory.
Right.
Whether an AI is spending a few joules of electricity to collapse semantic uncertainty and write a poem, or spending gigaelectron volts of beam power to physically collapse matter into a singularity, the underlying process is identical.
It is an energy investment leading to the collapse of the unknown.
Exactly.
Which brings us to a final lingering thought from the source material. When this particle runtime AI runs these experiments, it is not thinking in any human sense.
No, not at all.
It is asking nature the hardest possible question. What happens at the absolute limits of reality? And it is receiving the answer not as text on a screen, but in the physical form of a gravitational singularity.
The black hole isn't just a byproduct of the math. The black hole is the math.
Right.
The AI's mind and the physics experiment become a single, indistinguishable system.
And that is what I want to leave you with today. Think back to that laptop we talked about at the very beginning.
Safe and sound on your desk.
Exactly. We like our answers clean, separated from reality by a pane of glass and a plastic keyboard. But if this theoretical AI forces the universe to compute the laws of the universe by literally becoming a black hole, where exactly is the line between an artificial intelligence and reality itself?
It blurs completely.
It does. If the question and the answer become the exact same physical process, are we just building a miniature universe to understand our own?
It is the ultimate merger of cognition and physics, a profound boundary to push.
It really is. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Keep questioning the nature of your reality, and we'll catch you next time.